This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Get to Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff in just a moment. Good morning. Chilly Wednesday. Temperatures, real feel is 1. So again, that's...
Oh, we're out of the negatives, though.
That is warmer. Yeah, the high today expected to be 20 degrees. And we're on the rise into a little bit of a warming trend into next week. Next week, we'll complain about it being, you know...
A soup?
Yeah.
Everything's going to melt?
Warm and wet. And you'll say things like, I'd rather it snowed. So yeah, whatever. This is late February, early March. This is the mess that we get. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. On the Western Hotline is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff for our weekly chat as the Sabres get back to business. And we look ahead to the Four Nations final. Lindy, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. Have you enjoyed this Four Nations tournament? Are you taking it in?
I have been taking it in. It's been great hockey. I've really enjoyed watching the games. I think the intensity in all the games has been tremendous.
You know, Lindy, you've spent time internationally on the bench for Team Canada, and I wonder if you can kind of take us inside what it's like when a group of players all from the same country, you know, wearing the flag, but they're so talented, you know, in the Olympics and moments like that. How dialed in is everyone in moments like that?
Well, it really is incredible how dialed in they will get. You know, you're taking all the best players that are used to playing all the top ice time and all the top positions, and power play guys become penalty killing guys, and it's not about the individual anymore. It's just about playing for your country, and for that moment in time, that couple weeks, you've got to give the players a lot of credit for buying in, especially as a coaching staff, into what you're trying to sell and the amount of work that's got to go into that short period of time to win a championship.
For a coaching staff putting something together like that for a tournament, you know, what's the approach with the system? I mean, I'd imagine you're normally putting together your system as best you can, how your players fit it. What do you do when everybody is great?
You know, I think that, you know, you have your basic package that how you're going to defend your zone. Almost every team is pretty well the same. But it's just understanding that for this period of time, we're going to do it this way, whether that's the, you know, the John Cooper D-zone or the Sullivan D-zone for the U.S. team, you know, how you're going to control the neutral zone. And then, you know, the best players in the world take over with the puck offensively in the offensive zone and make just world-class plays. So you put together – a package of system things that is, you know, for most players is pretty common to how you're playing during the year, and the players go out and play.
You won two gold medals as assistant coaches. I should know this. Assistant coaches get gold medals, no?
You know, really, no coach gets a medal.
Okay.
You're given a medal, you know, by Canada is part of that. But no coaches in the Olympics get medals. And I guess, gotcha, I understand why, because there's so many different types of coaches. If you want to look at gymnasts with, you know, the amount of coaches they have, and you have, you know, you have mental coaches and skill coaches, and so, it is something that a lot of people have asked me, and that is what it is. But it was a lot of fun being part of. I can tell you that.
Did it spark any memories watching Saturday, the U.S. and Canada? The game was, I mean, obviously from the opening faceoff, the intensity was there, but what I remember, Lindy, from the gold medal game in 2010. It was a close game, obviously went to overtime, but on paper it was still pretty clear, like, Canada was a more talented team, but U.S. you know, grinded their way to the overtime. Miller was amazing. Is it kind of more clear now that it's closer than ever, and Saturday maybe was kind of proof of that the two teams talent wise looked pretty even or close to it?
I totally agree that you know, I think we were the heavy favorite in 2010, and I think on paper it looked like our club should be the club that should win. But I think if you remember 2010, the regulation round, you know, we lost to the U.S. In a crazy game. I don't know, it was 7-5 or 6-5 or whatever. It was a crazy score. We gave up a bunch of goals, and then the gold medal game went back to I think it was 2-0 for most of the game, or 2-1, and then, you know, U.S. tied it, I think, 6-5. But I think right now what you've stated, I think it is. I think that there are some incredibly dynamic players for the U.S. team, and that playing field has really been leveled.
Crosby obviously scores the golden goal for that tournament, and maybe you would have a more positive memory of that than most fans here in Buffalo. But watching him in this tournament, you know, like John Cooper says, he's like, he walks on water in Canada at this point. Like, his legacy is cemented, but I don't know. Lindy, how much appreciation do you have for what he even still is at this age, where he's still out there as one of Canada's best players, and he would have been, obviously, when you were on the bench, too?
You know, I marvel at what he can do. It just tells you what an incredible athlete and incredible person he is. You know, being around him, there's just this calm air of confidence that, you know, he's just going to go out and play and he's going to do great things. And I think all great players have some of that, where you don't see any hyperness. And they always find a way to make the incredible play. I mean, if you look at the other night, the game where he's setting up McKinnon, and, you know, he can find that next play, and he finds that play so easily. And then the great players always have the knack of finding a way to score the biggest goal or make the biggest play to win a championship. And I think Sid is that guy. His calm demeanor and calm personality, and then to play at the level he's playing at the age he's at, tells you what an athlete he is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, a little more on the Four Nations and then to the Sabres business we've got to get to as well. Lindy, how'd the Tkachuk brothers fights hit you? I'm recalling the word truculence along the way, like Brian Burke mentioned that at one point 10 years ago or whatever. It feels like the U.S. has a good degree of truculence, and the Tkachuks are front and center.
I totally agree with you. I think that it has really added to this tournament the physical flair, the way that game started, it put a smile on my face. It makes me kind of ponder what is Canada thinking at the start of this game that's going to start tomorrow night. What are their thoughts? What is in their mind as they drop the puck to start the second battle? And who's going to win the truculence battle tomorrow night?
You, of course, had a few players return from the tournament. Henry Jokiharju, Rasmus Dahlin, UPL as well. Any reviews from them on their experience?
We have not seen those. Those players don't report till tomorrow, so I have not seen those players. I would love to give you some thoughts, but they won't be in practice today and haven't seen them yet.
Okay. Very good.
Their play, Dahlin, and even Jokiharju, I think when some fans saw Jokiharju's going to this tournament, and, you know, he's going to be playing against the McDavids of the world and whatnot, and I don't know, like, the numbers kind of backed it up, Lindy, that he held his own, and maybe the whole Finnish blue line did, despite the fact that there weren't a lot of household names.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's a great point. I think, you know, when you get with a group of, you know, highly skilled countrymen, and you're playing for your country, I think that level even gets raised one notch up. I think all our, I mean, obviously UPL didn't get any playing time, but when you look at Dahls and you look at Jokia, I think they played incredibly well for that period of time.
And lastly, on the Four Nations, Lindy, Tage Thompson said yesterday that he would have liked to be there. He wants to be on the Olympic team next year. He's going to work to that. And he was a little controversial when the rosters came out. Like, really, Thompson's not on it? He was dealing with an injury around that time, too. So from your vantage point, having coached him this year, you see how intense that game on Saturday especially was. I don't know, if Thompson was on the team or if he were to make the team next year, how do you think he would do in that environment, maybe even having to play more? You mentioned it, like some of the top players sometimes have to kind of change their game a little.
Yeah, you know, I think that he would definitely fit. I think really what hurt Tage was the fact that he got hurt. and end up being passed by. I think they had a tough decision to make with where he was at the time when that roster had to go in. But I think when you look at all these players, and I think what gives them, for me, it gives him a road to get in is he's gone from he can play in the middle, he can play in the wing. I think right now the success he's having playing on the wing and being able to score with the rate he's been able to score, I think gives him an advantage. But again, you know, it's taking these players, and you know, he may not be a first power play guy. He might not be a second power play guy, but maybe he's one of those guys that U.S. would look at and go, okay, we're going to add some little more truculence here, and we got another guy that's 6 foot, 6 foot five, 6 foot six that can go in and help us in the war.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, Four Nations final is tomorrow. Lindy, back home, practice, and you guys start to report and gear up for Saturday's game with the Rangers for the stretch run here. On the injury front first, the break did well for the team, right? Everyone's rested up, and any sort of injuries where things have cleared up. Latest on Jordan Greenway, Matias Samuelson?
Yeah, Greenway was skating with the team before the break, continued that throughout, had a great practice. He's cleared to go. So, when you look at Samuelson, yesterday was his first day back, had a good day. The break has allowed almost every player. Today we'll have Mellenstein report back into practice and see how he looks from his injury that had him out of the lineup at the end. So we're pretty well 100% go with almost every one of our players.
Greenway hasn't played since December 15th. Having him back, Lindy, like really what have you been missing not having him in the lineup? Because he was, those first 20 games, I think to everyone's eyes, he was having a very strong start to the year.
Yeah, I totally agree. He was having a great start, was skating well. He's our top penalty-killing forward. He's that guy that 5-on-5 defending is one of our top players. Greener's hockey IQ when it comes to defending is right up there with our top personnel. So you're looking at a guy that, you know, skates as well as he does, and you know, and is playing at, you know, 240 pounds or whatever his weight at. He's a big man that's hard to track when he's on the ice. So he's been missed. It's gonna be great to get him back.
Lindy Ruff with us on the West Hur Hotline. Were you tempted at all, by the way, we haven't had a game yet, it was just the one practice, but seeing him skating with Cousins yesterday, he had a ton of success with McLeod and Zucker, but do you feel like he can kind of maybe help out Cousins and Quinn in other ways to kind of, you know, not go right back to that line that began the season so well?
Yeah, I think there's been some chemistry with certain personnel while he's been out. I think I look at what, you know, Paterka and Kulik and Thompson have done, and Thompson on the other side, and with Greenway, maybe with Cousins, we got a guy that Greenway can play a little bit of center, a guy that can take draws maybe on one side and Cousin take draws on the other side. I've watched some games from last year where Greenway and Cousin played together, so looking at, maybe that's some chemistry that we can develop into, you know, a pretty heavy line that can score some goals and be a good defending line for us.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, as we get closer to the return of hockey. Also, Lindy, the deadline approaching. The name I'm seeing the most in trade rumors for the Sabres is Jason Zucker, and I wonder, you know, about his role with this team this year. If you want to tell us a little bit about how important he's been for whatever, some of his teammates, just how well he's played. He came in on a one-year deal, and I feel like for a lot of Sabres fans, they've liked what they've seen. I'd imagine a lot of teams out there might like him as a trade piece.
Yeah, I think he's surprised a lot of people, and I think in a lot of ways, the expectations I had, I think he's exceeded what I expected. He's been a great power play guy around the front of the net. You look at the number of goals he scored. He's been a good teammate, a good leader inside our dressing room. Just a good pro. Getting to know him, watching his practice habits and what he's done in the game. I think any player that's in that position that, you know, you've signed a deal and you're unrestricted, that name always ends it ends up on the board.
When it comes to, like, you know, the veteran presence there, Lindy, this team, the Sabres, they've been the youngest team in hockey, or like one of the youngest teams for several seasons. And eventually it feels like maybe that might be something that turns towards a more veteran-laden lineup, and maybe Zucker is an example of how that can work.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that you need those players. You need those veterans. Sometimes the confidence of older guys to get through tougher times is what you need in that room, because they've lived it, they've been there. He's been with enough teams, he's seen enough of the ups and downs, and like I said, he's been a great pro for us. So he's a guy that, you know, that on the ice has done the job, off the ice he's been what I've described.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.